Corporate pension funds have received a lot of bad press lately, but a bigger problem may be the steep decline of government pension funds, which cover some 15 million American workers. In the last fiscal year, those retirement plans lost more than $120 billion on Wall Street. To shore them up, state and local governments face massive new payments. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
During the gilded 90s, government pension plans in New York State got a free ride. Stock market profits essentially paid for the retirement program, so towns and counties contributed almost nothing. But when the bubble burst, New York's pension fund landed with a thud, and the system's manager began sending out whopping new bills. In affluent Westchester County, pension costs could rise by $27 million this year, but the real sting will be felt in poor rural communities. Frank Mazzano is a town supervisor in Hamilton County. Sitting in his office, he adds up the new payment.
Hang on 1 second and I'll tell you. 42,370. About $450,000. It would be a substantial tax increase.
That would cost every man, woman, and child in the county around $100 a year. State Senator Betty Little says the pension squeeze is also hurting local schools and could force more teacher layoffs.
And one school district had $21,000 was their expected pay-in, and their bill came from the comptroller at $228,000.
Other states face even bigger losses. California's pension fund hemorrhaged $43 billion over the last 3 years. New Jersey is down $26 billion. In Illinois, Ohio, and Texas, retirement funds have dwindled to the point that they don't have enough assets to meet long-term payouts. Steve Darcy, a professor of finance at the University of Illinois, says it's unlikely workers will lose their pensions. The pain will be felt by taxpayers, he says. Also, states may have to cut other areas like education and health as money is sucked up to pay for the growing bubble of retirements.
If the economy does not recover quickly and more people are retiring, then we'll very quickly get into a cost problem of the states having to divert resources from other areas to make those payments that are promised to individual workers.
According to a new study, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Oregon face pension fund shortfalls more than twice the size of their total state budgets. With most states already wrestling with massive deficits, the timing couldn't be worse. Lawmakers here in New York are pushing a plan that would delay new payments into the retirement system by at least a year. Some hope to lower pension costs further by softening accounting rules. Critics like Tom Rogers with New York's Council of School Superintendents worry that governments will leave their workers hanging.
This has been a classic budgetary trick in the private sector, and a lot of names of negative corporations come to mind that have basically underfunded their retirement system in order to make the bottom line look good.
Most analysts say government pension funds rely too heavily on stocks, which left them vulnerable when the market sagged. Programs are now diversifying into real estate and other investments. They're also considering deep cuts in future pension benefits, asking workers to retire later on less money. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York.